Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Fucking Boring. My name is Jesse Harley, and the host is Reese Waters, who's here to teach me some incredibly boring shit. I have no interest in Canadian politics and am here against my will. Reese, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. What are you going to teach me today? I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
You should be. This episode is called Defun Bunker with Fries.
Oh, God. Okay.
Now, do you know what the Defun Bunker is?
I don't. I really don't.
Okay, I'm gonna read something to you now that will inform you and the listener in case they didn't know.
Okay.
Okay, the Diefenbunker, a.k.a. the Canadian Forces Station CARP, and I don't know why it's called CARP. Canadian Forces Station CARP. Yeah. Anyway, it was commissioned by Prime Minister John Diefenbaker.
It's not a fish? A CARP is a fish.
It is a fish, yeah.
So we're talking about a fish?
Is. No, I'll finish it. It was okay. Commissioned. It's a giant fish. It was commissioned by Prime Minister John Diefenbaker in 1959 as part of his government's reaction to escalating tensions in the Cold War. The purpose of the bunker was to house key members of the government and military in the event of a nuclear attack. It took 3 years to build. It had an underground four-story bunker that required 32,000 tons of concrete and 5,000 tons of steel. It was 100 square foot and cost, in today's money, $170.9 million.
Holy fuck.
So you probably didn't hear about it in 1959 because it was secret, but it's not now.
Okay. And who is John Diefenbaker again? I've heard the name.
A prime minister.
Oh, a prime minister?
Or the prime minister during the early part of the Cold War.
In Canada,
yeah.
Okay.
So it was capable of withstanding a nuclear blast of up to 5 megatons, but it had to be more than a mile away. If it blew up on top of it, it was game over, which kind of feels like a rubbish nuclear bunker. As long as they miss us by a mile, we'll be fine.
Okay, where is this thing located? Like, I'm just very curious. Ottawa. It's just outside of Ottawa.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can people go and visit it? Is it like a theme park now?
Yeah, it's actually a museum now.
Okay. Would it still work?
I guess so. It's a bunker. It's right? Not like you've got to change the batteries. It's just made out of concrete and it's underground.
It's not like concrete goes bad.
The Prime Minister and the Governor General had their own accommodations. They were the only people in the bunker who would have had a private shower. and CBC had a studio. So... even in a post-apocalyptic landscape, they could play Canadian folk music.
Oh my God. That's
the chart.
Is that true?
It's true. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever played Fallout 3 or Fallout 4?
I haven't because I've got a life.
Yeah.
A wife
yeah.
And kids.
No, that's fair. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there's a radio show that plays old 1940s and 1950s songs.
There you go.
Because I guess no new music was being made. And I always thought that was really neat. And to think that they had prepared this bunker with a radio station, like, did they bring records with them? Like,
I have no idea. That'd be really interesting. Like, what if they were like, you can take 10 records to represent Canada before the nuclear apocalypse, and you've got to choose. That's a lot of pressure. Not even that person. But one of the things that were really interesting was apparently none of the Prime Minister's wives or any of the people in charge, none of their wives and families knew about it. So because
you don't want to take them with you. Come on.
There was no room made for their families. So
what?
I know, it's bizarre. So because this is the 50s, it was predominantly men in charge. So I don't know what their plan was in terms of repopulating the world after, when it was just all middle-aged men.
Right? I mean...
I wonder how long it would have taken them to work out and make a baby.
Well, shit. We thought of everything, including the records of the Beatles and Ella Fitzgerald, but we forgot to bring the women. Okay, yeah, that's... Whoopsie!
We should retitle this episode "The Sausage Fest at the End of the World." So,
please, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Did you know the Hollywood movie The Sum of All Fears, starring Morgan Freeman and Ben Affleck, was shot in the Diefen Bunker?
No, I didn't. I don't think
so. They've been there. Imagine that, Morgan Freeman and Ben Affleck visiting Ottawa.
Those lucky bastards. Ottawa is the party central of Canada, as we all know.
I know, exactly. The one thing that is interesting now is you can visit it, and it is a museum. If you go to diefenbunker.ca, that you can check it out, and there's tours and everything. And
I'll be sure to do that immediately.
And I was looking, there's a section on the website called Fun Facts, and I don't think they finished that part of the website because there is actually only one fun fact on the fun facts page. And it's the least fun
and
fact.
And all it says is, we forgot to bring women. That's...
No, you go on fun facts, there's a picture of a toilet, and it says, all the toilets in the Diefen Bunker are mounted on a 1-inch hard rubber pad and have flexible connections to the main system in order to reduce the risk of deconnection. That's the fun fact.
That's the fun fact. They really did think of everything.
They did.
Almost.
Yeah. Apart from the women and the children. Do you think that this was a good use of Canadian taxpayer money?
Oh my God, of course. Yeah. I mean, compared to everything else we spend Canadian taxpayer money on, why not? At least it's interesting.
So because the Diefen Bunker is now a tourist visitor place, yeah, it's on TripAdvisor and has a rating of 4.5 out of 5, which is pretty good. God.
For Ottawa? Yeah, that's like...
This is the only reason.
Have you been to Ottawa, man? I've been to Ottawa, okay? It's everything closes at 5. For like the whole 9-to-5 thing, they take that very seriously. Bars, restaurants, you name hospitals probably. I don't know. Like everything's just shut down and that's it. And then you wander the streets empty like it's in 28 Days Later or something. And it's possibly the most boring thing in the world. The only really fun part about being in Ottawa is going to the Capitol building, and if you squint with one eye, it kind of looks like it's on fire because of the big fire they put in front of it. That's it. That's the only fun thing to do. So
I would have thought that the epicenter of Canadian politics was so boring.
Well, not now, thanks to a 4.5 rating on TripAdvisor for the Diefen Bunker.
Well, do you know what? I love one of my favorite pastimes. I've got many pastimes. This is up there in my top 10, is to go on TripAdvisor and look for those funny little battles that people have with bad reviews that are unjustified. And I found a great review from September 2018 by someone called Tasmanian59, and they gave them a 1 out of 5 terrible review.
The bunker?
The Diefen Bunker, yeah. Now, bearing in mind, there's only 3 terrible reviews, overwhelmingly the reviews.
Hold on, is his name, is Diefen Bunker?
No,
right?
His name is Tasmanian59.
No, the old premier, prime minister.
John Diefenbaker.
Baker, not Diefen Bunker. Okay.
No, the Diefen Bunker is
very ironic.
It would be really funny. Right. Maybe that was, it was just like written in his fate that he had to grow up and build a bunker.
Diefen Baker built a bunker. Oh, I just did a, what's it called? One of those tongue twisters. A tongue twister. Diefen Baker built a bunker.
Diefen Baker built a bunker. Yeah.
By the, help me out. Make it more with me. Diefen Baker built a bunker by the
city of Ottawa.
Well, it's got to start with a B. Okay. By the boring
bureaucrats.
Diefen Baker built a bunker by the boring bureaucrats. Now there's got to be one more B. By the boring.
How about you go and write this and we carry on with the podcast?
Sure. Okay, fine.
Just put a pin in it and we come back to it. So anyway, I want to read you this review from Tasmanian59.
Yeah, let's
hear
it.
September 2018. The headline was very bad and too expansive. Now, maybe he didn't make a mistake and he didn't mean to type expensive. Maybe it is too expensive.
Okay.
Only 2 rooms are well. A poor museum. This bunker seems like a jail, which, you know, congratulations on the observation. You can find all the information on a book or on Wikipedia.
On a book.
On a book. Not in it, just not resting on the top. You can find all the informations on a book or on Wikipedia. Don't go to this too bad visit. So there we go.
Was there an argument? Did someone?
And then the lovely people at the bunker replied saying, "We're sorry to hear that you had a bad experience. We're trying to recreate a space where history actually happened. This is what makes the Diefenbunker so unique and special." So I think they were addressing the fact that it feels like a jail. So,
also, why would you, if this is where you were going to live out your days in an apocalypse, a nuclear apocalypse, let's say it happened and you built this thing, why would you build it to be ugly and cold and resembling a jail? Wouldn't you want it to be like the prettiest place on earth? If you had nearly $200 million to spend building this thing, wouldn't you want it to be just glorious, not cold and concrete? And the most fun thing about it was that the toilets were on rubber pads. Like, you know.
I guess they were being, if you know, they knew it was going to be expensive. Perhaps they were worried that, you know, if they put a hot tub in, they'd get a bit more flack.
From who? It was a secret. Nobody knew this thing was being built.
You're saying they should have.
They could have done whatever they wanted. They could have had their own fucking disco in there. Like,
they had a TBC studio. They could all just party in the studio.
Right? They could have like employed their own full-time DJ. Just like, why wouldn't they? Like, what? Seriously? Like, that's weird, man. Right? Diefenbaker, just letting you know that the bunker is going quite well. Excellent. How many hot tubs have you installed? 200 as per requirements. Fantastic. What about the go-go dancers? They're on call. They're just waiting nearby. Excellent. Okay, great. Like, this is, I'm just disappointed.
Dude, can you imagine the hot tub installation people would come in, install these hot tubs in this top secret bunker, then get executed in a field just because they knew too much? Do we have to kill them? Yes.
Thus began the great hot tub shortage of 1953.
Okay. So you can't deny that this isn't linked to politics, because this was at the height of the Cold War. This was all about ideology.
This is very political.
How do you feel about can you wait? We should go and visit it. We should record an episode in there. Wouldn't that be grand?
If they invited us and paid for our tickets and allowed us to sleep in one of their very, very cozy cots, I'll do that. Sure. Let them know. I'm down.
We know they got a studio, so.
Yeah, well, right. We'll move their recording studio over to one of their many hot tubs, still functioning, and we can record the episode from there, each with our own hot tub, of course. We don't want to get too
crowded. Exactly. There we go.
That was fun. I enjoyed that quite a bit. I'm a little surprised that I've been enjoying the past two episodes at least.
This, I told you, it was going to be a roller coaster ride of fun, politics, and learning. So,
okay, I've finished the poem.
So you finished. Okay. Please.
It's very short. It's just a tongue twister.
You're so inspired by Canadian politics because you've written a poem.
Well, it's a tongue twister.
Okay.
Diefenbaker built a bunker by the bratty, boring bureaucrats. Whew! Oh, that's tough. Try saying that. Diefenbaker built a bunker by the bratty, boring bureaucrats. I messed up the last one. Bureaucrat.
Diefenbaker built a bunker by the boring bureaucrats.
By the bratty, boring bureaucrats.
Diefenbaker built a bunker by the bratty, boring bunker backer back. No. God, I went off the rails then. That's a good tongue twister.
Right, thank you. Yeah, Diefenbaker built a bunker by the bratty, boring bunker.
You got it written in front of you and you can't do it.
I do. You were doing it from memory, so that was more impressive, I gotta say.
I count this episode as a success, so.
Yeah, you know, like... Okay. If by the end of like season one, all I know about Canadian politics are like the weird, weird shit on the outside that no one else has heard of. And yet, as far as actual day-to-day, month-to-month, year-to-year politics is concerned, I still know absolutely nothing, I'd be okay with that. Like, did you know that in 1969, it took 3 years for Diefenbaker to build a bunker in Ottawa so that he'd have someplace to hide? And the only fun thing about it was the fact that the toilets had rubber padding underneath. Oh, really? Did you hear that today in the news when they were talking about Justin Trudeau? Justin who? Like, I would have just, that's my level of, you know, like, yeah.
It's kind of, it's not ignorance because you're taking the time to educate yourself. You're just choosing to educate yourself about certain sections that ignore vast chunks of the topic.
Thank you, Reese.
Okay, cool. And we'll be back again with another episode.
See you later. Thanks so much for stopping by. If I have to sit through another one of these episodes and be force-fed this crap from Reese, then for your entertainment, then the least thing you could do is to give us a rating on iTunes and a comment, if you will, or the aggregator of your choice. Honestly, it really does help us out a lot. That's how our podcasts grow. And I tell you what, we've got a deal that we've worked out. If you rate us and leave a little comment and you decide to run for politics, we will vote for you. Both Reese and I will vote for you. So if there's 25 people who've left comments, we are going to vote for all of you if you all run. I don't know how that's going to work, but we're going to make that happen. That's
I'm going to vote for them. I've got a pencil right on my desk ready. So
good.
Whenever you want to stand, we'll be there. And all you have to do is rate us 5 stars.
That's it. As simple as that. And you know, leave a comment telling people that our shit is not that boring. Anyway, go do that now. Go do that before you forget.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Thanks.